Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Deb DeGraff, co-owner of DeGraff Interiors in Western Michigan. Deb, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm good. You know, considering everything that's going on.
Exactly.
Before we get into the state of your business right now, let's talk a little background. You and your brother own this business, and you have two retail stores in Grand Rapids area. You're in the retail replacement business. You're in the commercial business and in the builder business, right?
That is correct. We have a pretty good mix of who we service up here. Right now, unfortunately, all of it's shut down in the state of Michigan, but on a normal day, close to half of our business is commercial, and the remaining half is split almost pretty equally between our retail and our builder business.
And your affiliations, you are currently the chairman of the board of the WFCA. You're also a board member of the NFA. You're also aligned with the two major brands in the business. You have an affiliation with Mohawk as a Color Center Elite store, and you also have a Shaw Design Center, right?
Correct. The two retail locations that we have, one is geared more primarily towards Shaw as a design center. When we opened that location 10 years ago, we were kind of the smallest Shaw Design Center footprint that Shaw had attempted to do, but we had a history of in our company and some background that, I mean, we sell a lot of product in a small amount of space, and so they took a chance on us, and I think they're pretty happy today just because we've tripled the size of that location since we opened it, and it's been very successful for us. But not to throw all the eggs in one basket, our other location is geared more primarily towards Mohawk, and I just feel it's important to be able to offer both sides to our clients and customers, both commercially and residentially.
So you are shut down, you said. In Michigan, I guess they're really pretty strict. Tell us a little bit about when all this came down and your decision to shut down.
We're in the third week of our government mandate, the stay home, stay safe order. And actually, coincidentally, our governor is supposed to speak today at 3 o'clock because we were originally supposed to reopen and I don't want to say get back to normal because that's kind of a strong term, but right. Be able to reopen on Monday. And there's already some talk and some confirmation that that's not going to happen and that she's looking to extend it to the end of April at the minimum at this point, and we'll know more later on today. One of the things that we're petitioning for, and I've signed a petition in regards to the construction and yard maintenance, lawn maintenance, greenhouses, things like that, that are also shut down right now, and that's not the case in much of the United States. It's been quite relentless up here, actually. Sheriffs writing tickets and going to job sites and citing people, and it's been stressful, and we're taking one day at a time.
So you're 50% commercial. It would seem that some of the stuff that you might do would be considered essential, and you actually have a couple projects going now, don't you?
Yes, changes daily. We do a lot of retirement communities, so buildings that they're building for retirement, and so some of them, as we're moving through the project, parts of it open. And there's a large one that we're working on right now that was allowed to continue because of the nature of the project. And then some residents that are staying there and another part of it were confirmed to have COVID-19, so that complete project was shut down. We had another one down in Ann Arbor that's related to education, also allowed to continue, but there was too many people on site, and the general contractor just basically said, I don't want to take responsibility for this, and shut down that project. Those two projects are our largest project volume-wise this year, so when those shut down, that put a lot of installers out of work for a while. But the two projects that we actually have going right now, one is education-related, and the other is a marijuana dispensary, of all things. So that apparently in Michigan now has been deemed essential. And I would say there's probably some people listening that maybe would consider it essential right now, too.
I had heard that even though your stores are closed, you're continuing to pay your workers. So talk about that.
When this whole thing started, we didn't know the longevity or how long it was going to go and everything. But because a lot of our salespeople do not just retail, a lot of them do builder as well. Despite the fact that we're not installing for our builders right now, they're requesting estimates for future projects. They're keeping some of our salespeople busy with those requests. And all of our salespeople are equipped. Even prior to all this happening, they all have laptops and are able to work remotely. Mm-hmm. So many of them are doing just that. They're working remotely. Clearly, we're not filling 8-hour days and being as productive as we would be should we be open. But one of the things that my brother and I have done over the years is just is operated quite conservatively. And knowing that not something of this nature, because I never could have predicted this, but just that hard times can come. And when we purchased the business from our dad, it was at the very beginning of the recession that we had back, you know, 2007-08, right in there. And so we learned then that, you know, when your harvest is good, that you need to save some of that harvest for some tougher days. And so we have the ability to kind of cash flow this for a period of time, not indefinitely. Obviously, the Payroll Protection Act that was passed is certainly going to assist us in that when we do finally get the loan and approve for the loan. We applied last Friday. But, I mean, we have 43 people that need to provide for their families. So if we're able to ride this out for 6, 8, 10 weeks, whatever it might be, we hope to be able to do that. And we are paying them all as if they were still working full-time, or at whatever level of capacity they were. We do have a few part-time people as well.
It's very noble of you. I think that's fantastic. That's why I wanted to call you. Not only are you a leader in the business, you know, you're making some really strong leadership decisions, and hopefully this CARE government assistance will help you offset those costs. And also the people in the store that aren't able to wait on people, you're having them do some training, aren't you?
Well, one of the things for me is I like to remain productive. And for many, many years, we have all these opportunities through WFCA, and EMSR has a great program, the NWFA, all these training platforms to better our salespeople, better myself, and even the knowledge, and nobody's ever had time for it because we're all so busy.
Yeah.
So I look at this time as an opportunity for us to continue that learning. And so every day of the shutdown, once we got our feet under ourselves, we've had training over a Zoom call, or we've done training at our leisure, meaning EMSR, you sign up, and there's, I think, 13 courses, 45 minutes each, and all my salespeople are working through that platform currently. But daily at either 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock, we do have a Zoom call. Today we have one with our Mohawk rep at 11 o'clock just to go over product and discuss all together on one call from my two retail locations, my entire sales team. So it's been awesome to be able to do that education. Technology has been great for that. But the other side of that, too, is we're all a pretty close family and team at our company, and we all just need that interaction together to just get through this. Just seeing each other on the call, the first 5 minutes is usually bantering back and forth and joking and just getting some smiles and laughs out, because we need that too to get to the other side of this.
All right, Deb, I appreciate the update and spending time with us. Again, been talking to Deb DeGraff, co-owner of DeGraff Interiors in Grand Rapids area, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.